USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Sanctions are now up for consideration by the Trump administration after the president halted a military strike on Iran over a downed U.S. drone. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger was among those not agreeing with the order to strike.
I think it was an incorrect decision, but I don't begrudge him for that. We'll see what happens now with sanctions and economic pressure. The problem is how publicly this played out, and it seemed very whipsaw to a lot of people.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi backed the president's decision.
I don't know how imminent the strike was. You hear different things. But a strike of that amount of collateral damage would be very provocative, and I'm glad the president did not take that.
A legal team that inspected a Border Patrol station near El Paso says young migrants being held there are experiencing neglect and mistreatment at the hands of the U.S. government. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
There was a hazmat incident at the Army's Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland. Upper Chesapeake Medical Center says one person was decontaminated at the hospital and at Aberdeen Proving Ground, where they were first exposed to an unknown chemical. The hospital says they're in stable condition. The Army base researches and disposes of toxic materials, including old chemical weapons like mustard gas. President Trump is fending off accusations of sexual misconduct again. A New York-based advice columnist claims the president sexually assaulted her in a dressing room at a Manhattan department store in the 1990s. The first-person account was published in New York Magazine.
I have no idea who she is. What she did is it's terrible. What's going on? So it's a total false accusation, and I don't know anything about her.
The president said, "I have never met this person in my life," although the magazine shows an earlier photo of them together. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Salem, Oregon, the Capitol is closed due to a possible militia threat from GOP protesters as a walkout by Republican lawmakers over landmark climate change legislation drags on. Republican state senators fled the legislature. Some even fled the state earlier this week to deny the majority of Democrats enough votes to take up the climate bill, which would dramatically reduce fossil fuel emissions by 2050. This would be the second program of its kind in the nation after California if it passes. Governor Kate Brown dispatched the state police to round up the rogue lawmakers, but none of them appeared in the Capitol on Friday. Brown is charging each lawmaker $500 a day for every day they refuse to come to work. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is doubling the number of National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. USA's John Clemens reports.
The additional 1,000 troops are being sent to the Rio Grande Valley and to El Paso to help Border Patrol units maintain security. In announcing the additional troops being sent to the border, Governor Abbott blamed members of Congress for failing to address the humanitarian crisis, calling them a group of reprobates.
While we wait for Congress to act, Texas will do all we can to protect our communities and to secure the border.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.